Parashat Mishnah, Makel Shi Male Mashkin Tmein, a stick which is full of impure liquid. And when it says full, it doesn't mean that it's absorbed into the stick. It means that on the surface of the stick, there's liquid. It's covered with liquid on the surface of the stick. And what this Mishnah is going to go into is it is a concept called Hashaka. Normally, food and liquid, if you dip it in a mikveh, it doesn't become pure. But water can become pure. So, for example, if you've got a bucket of impure water and you lower it into the mikveh, the minute the water of the mikveh touches the water in the bucket, it's considered you're connected and it purifies it. So, right. So Kevin she shika le mikveh. Once, since he's connected it to the mikveh, meaning as soon as he puts the end of the stick into the mikveh, the water on the surface of that stick, right, even if it's inclined, one end, it's going to be considered connected to the mikveh and will be considered purified. It's going to be sure. The chachamim omrim ad sheyatpil is kula. The rabbi said, no, that's not good enough. Having that kind of that you just stick in one end of the stick, that's not considered good enough because it will be on a slope, and that is not good enough. It has to be more of like a flatter connection, a proper connection. Kesher on the Mishnah Hanitzoik, which is an uninterrupted flow of water, Vaktafreis, and also a slanting surface, a kind of thing we've just mentioned, Umashke Tofach, or dripping liquid, Einachibu Lolotuma Velolotar, is not considered connected to transmit purity or impurity. So for impurity, for example, imagine a case if you had like a stream of liquid falling onto something impure. So that impurity wouldn't transmit back up the stream of water. And for purity, if you've got two bodies of water connected by a stream of water, right? Maybe you've got a higher body of water and a lower body of water, and there's water, stream of water going from one to the other, and neither of them are big enough to be the size of a mikveh, so you can't combine them via that stream of water. And a cavity, chibur l'tuma v'latara. Now, a cavity is considered connected for tuma and tahara. The liquids in a cavity, any water gathered in that cavity, that's a connection for purity and impurity.